Just go ahead now and take in a slow, deep breath. And as you take it in, I want you to hold it to the mental count of three, and then just let it go. Just let it all go. Let go of all mental thoughts, all mental concepts, and all mental beliefs that might be stopping you from accomplishing your goals. So in your mind's eye now, I want you to visualize or picture that the angels have placed a very large bucket in front of you. The angels are standing beside the bucket, and they're asking you to put anything inside the bucket that's bothering you. So see and feel yourself putting any worries or concerns that you might have about your body or your health into the bucket. Next, add any concerns that you might have about security or money into the bucket. Add any sexual frustrations or problems into the bucket. And place any arguments that you've had with other people in the bucket. Follow this with any feelings of hurt that you may have had in any relationship. Put any guilt or self-blame. Put it all in. Place any fears that you might have about your goals into the bucket, and add any fears that you might have about your future. Add in any fear, worries, or concerns that you have about your safety. And make sure that you include any judgment that you have about yourself, whether you're good enough or whether you're worthy. And add any fears that you might have about giving and receiving love. Release the fear of being love and the fear that if you love deeply, then you could be hurt again. So put it all into the bucket now. Throw in any anger or frustration you might have about not being heard or listened to. And make sure you put in the bucket any unforgiveness that you might have toward anyone who's ever hurt you in any way. Allow yourself to feel and to release any old unforgiveness that you may have toward your mother, your father, any siblings, children, friends, co-workers, or other family members. Include your fear that if you speak up and proclaim your truth, someone might reject you. And include your fear of seeing your future and all the fear of seeing the truth. And place any resistance that you might have towards God and the angels, placing them all into the bucket. And if there's anything else bothering you, anything at all, just place it into the bucket now. Put it all into the bucket and notice how light your soul and your body feels now. And watch your angels smile at you as they fly away carrying this bucket. They're taking all of your worries to the divine source of creativity and infinite intelligence, taking it all into the light, healing it with the light. You need to do nothing except just breathe and hold the intention to heal yourself. Just be willing to be healed, and God and the angels will do everything else. Here, all of your changes are worked out perfectly. Everything is resolved in a win-win manner as you receive perfect solutions easily and harmoniously. Give thanks to God and to the angels for their help. And as you accept their help now, knowing that you deserve it, for you are worthy, know that as you heal yourself, so too you heal the world. For you are perfect, whole and complete, and you're perfectly protected in all ways. And all of your needs are met and provided for at every moment in time. So begin to see yourself as healed by focusing your awareness on that divine spark of crystalline white light sparkling within the center of your stomach area. See or feel this white spark of light shining like a pilot light within you. This is the spark of your true essence, your shining flame from God. And through your decision and your intention, you can increase the size of this divine light now. So see or feel this divine light expanding in you instantly, filling your entire body with the white flame of your divinity. And feel the warmth within you, filling you completely with love and peaceful energy. And you're now harmoniously aligned with the ceaseless flow of love that springs from the fountain of light within your center. And you create a beautiful, loving, and harmonious day for yourself. And all your interactions with others come from a place of love. For you are love. You are loved, and you love. And you forgive yourself and all others for any mistakes in thinking. You choose peace of mind. For you are a gardener sowing seeds of success and prosperity, sowing seeds of abundance and loving relationships. You carefully choose which seeds to plant into your garden, and you tend those seeds lovingly. And as you sow, so shall you reap a bountiful harvest, drawing out the fruit of the wonderful seeds that you're planting. For you believe and accept that your desires are seeds planted into your unconscious mind. You make the harvest real by feeling the reality of it all. And you're thrilled as you watch your garden grow. It's growing in vitality, energy, and power. And you give thanks and rejoice at the abundance in life. And all your needs are met in every moment in time. And every point in space. And you give thanks sincerely for the truth and the beauty which flows through you. And you have a grateful and uplifted heart for all the good coming into your mind and your body. You radiate love and goodwill to all beings. And you show your gratitude and give thanks for all your blessings. The infinite healing presence which created your body and all of your organs is now saturating every atom of your being. A river of peace flows through their every cell. For you know and decree that health, harmony, and peace are now expressed in every cell of your body and mind. Forgiveness comes from increased awareness. The more that you can see, the easier it is for you to forgive. For you surrender to your highest good. You are wanted and needed in this world, and you choose to be here because you want to be here. For in the light of spirit, you are wholeness. You are love, and therefore, you are lovable. You are desirable and acceptable. In the eyes of spirit, you are always enough. All is well. And everything is working out for your highest good. For out of any situation, only good will come. You are safe. You have the right to be. You are loved. You are accepted. And you claim the divine within you. You trust others, for you are safe even when you make mistakes. And it's safe for you to express your feelings fully. For you are okay, and everyone around you is doing the very best they can with the information they have at hand. And your unconscious mind is protecting you. It's guiding you and directing you to do the right things at the right time and in the right way. And all you need to do is just to simply listen to that small, still voice of wisdom that resides deep within you. For you are building a belief, a strong and powerful belief in yourself. Your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and your self-worth improves each and every time that you enter into this state known as hypnosis. And you realize that one of the first laws of the universe is to be the source. To be the source of all the things that you desire. To freely and joyously give to others all the things that you desire to have more of in your own life. And all post-hypnotic suggestions are now active. And each time that you enter into this state, known as hypnosis, you'll find your mind's ability to accept, to assimilate, and to digest post-hypnotic suggestion improving. Each time you find a dynamically positive attitude upon awakening, and each day your mind shifts its attention and its awareness to success. For today, you're becoming more and more successful than ever before. Positive thoughts, positive attitudes, and positive beliefs have become yours. And you choose to concentrate on what you're doing well, dwelling upon the good and positive things in your life. So take your mind now on a journey where the days become weeks, the weeks become months, and the months become years. And take this time to think of the words, personal success. Vividly imagine now what you look like when you are personally successful. And imagine what you'll hear when you are personally successful. And imagine what you'll say to yourself when you are personally successful one day at a time. And allow that desire to be personally successful to bubble up inside, to become a passion, if you will. And because you sincerely believe that you're becoming personally successful, you enthusiastically take action to back up those beliefs. For whatever you can vividly imagine, ardently desire, sincerely believe, and enthusiastically act upon, it must inevitably come to pass. For it's a universal law. And today, this day, you've made a choice, an intelligent choice, the choice to use the power of thought, which is the most powerful force in the universe. And today your thoughts are creating new behaviors, dynamic new attitudes, and powerful positive new beliefs that are transmitted to your family members and your friends, empowering you to make the right choices at the right time. And all of your leadership skills, your leadership abilities and resources that reside deep within you surface upon awakening, giving you the tact and the diplomacy to relate to even the most difficult people. For your skills of communication improve with each and every visit to this level of the mind. For infinite possibilities exist in your imagination. And the deeper your mind can imagine, the greater the change and the transformation. And physically, you remain strong. Mentally, you remain alert. And emotionally, you remain balanced. And because of the power of your imagination, I want you to use your imagination right now and imagine a white laser light coming from the center of the universe. And this white laser light represents your mind's ability to change. It represents your mind's ability to clean every cell, clean every system, and to clean every organ of the body. Starting at the top of the head and moving down through the body, your mind, through the power of imagination, is cleaning every cell, every system, and every organ. So breathe in deeply and breathe out completely. As this laser light begins at the top of the head, and is pushing out all the anger, frustration, and anxiety of the past out to the bottoms of your feet into the ground beneath you. And using your imagination right in this moment to create such an intense whiteness and such a brightness, starting at the top of the head and moving down to your body, that every cell, every system, and every organ is remembering perfect health and harmony. And what I'd like you to do next is to imagine a circle out in front of you. And this circle is your circle of power. Imagine the circle is your favorite color, and it can be any color at all. And add your favorite motivating music to this circle. And add a temperature and a feel to your circle. And as you step into that circle, you feel wonderful. You feel empowered and successful. And as you step into your circle of power, your mind is firmly set on accomplishing your goals. For you now possess all the skills and all the abilities that you need to accomplish your goals. And all you need to do to activate this circle of power as a resource is to think of it each time that you need to make an alternate choice. Think of your circle of power as many times during the day to ensure the deepest level of change. For you've made the ultimate choice to live your own life, to dictate your own life, and to accomplish your goals. As you step effortlessly into the realm of infinite possibilities, your higher self, your superconscious mind, and I want you to imagine yourself at that day when you're convinced, absolutely positively convinced that you've made the best choice possible for you today. Positive resourceful behaviors are now being established. Positive resourceful beliefs are now being integrated. And upon awakening, you'll find each and every one of the post-hypnotic suggestions functioning in your day-to-day life. Some of them occur in your morning, some in and through your midday, and many others into your evening. And so now, as this session is coming to a close for you, you can return back to full consciousness only as slowly as you are convinced. You're totally convinced that you're deeply loved. And when you're ready for that to happen, just take in another deep breath and return fully back into the room.